Pakistan has summoned India's deputy high commissioner in Islamabad amid warnings of a possible new attack by New Delhi. Pakistan's foreign office spokesman Mohammad Faisal said the Indian official was summoned to lodge a protest against what he called any misadventure. Earlier, Islamabad claimed that it had credible intelligence that India is preparing an act of aggression against the country.
We have credible information that India is preparing new planning, and it is an alarming situation. They are preparing for a new act of aggression. I have told you dates between 16th to 20th April, there is a chance of aggression.
Qureshi told a group of reporters on Sunday that the ambassadors of the permanent members of the UN Security Council in Islamabad have been informed about the Indian plan. The top Pakistani diplomat stressed the reliability of a statement, adding that the alleged aggression by New Delhi is aimed at increasing diplomatic pressure on Islamabad. Tensions between the two nuclear-armed neighbors flared up 2 months ago after a Pakistan-based militant group took responsibility for a suicide attack in the Kashmir region that killed 40 Indian soldiers. Since the bombing, the two countries have been involved in a series of cross-border attacks and dogfights over the disputed Himalayan territory. Our correspondent in New Delhi, Munawar Zaman, says India's ruling right-wing party is war hysteria, and all of this against Pakistan is a narrative to be used for scoring votes in the country's upcoming elections.
India is about to go to elections on April 11th. And the government is completely under pressure over a number of issues. Pakistan has always been a very important element of the election issue. And as far as I have spoken with many of the experts and political experts here in New Delhi and across the country, they say the ruling BJP is somehow trying to look for a narrative. So they're trying to fan the patriotism and nationalism within the voters that, look, the government is serious, and if there is nothing that we can do, is at least we can go after Pakistan. And we know that election days are very crucial. And right now, the government is trying its hard to push its narrative and get people into their confidence that we are totally serious about any sort of terrorism, wherever it is coming from.